This is Real Talk with your girl, your friend, your sis, your chica and amiga, and your homegirl in the gospel lyric, the Lyrical Miracle McCree. I am so happy to be doing this because I just got such a revelation that I believe was from the Lord. And it's just so awesome and wonderful how He will use any situation to speak to us if we are listening. And this one, yeah, this was a situation for revelation. And I would not have expected it to be until the Lord did it. But I didn't necessarily like the situation itself, but the revelation, I took it pretty well because I knew it was the truth. I knew it was the truth, and that is all the Lord deals in and with, the truth, His truth. So, and there is no other truth, so the truth. So if you are following or listening to anyone in a relationship with someone who is telling you or dealing with you in anything less than the truth, run, flee, depart, disappear, wave goodbye. Bid them farewell. Say adios. Arrivederci. Deuces. So, I thank God for the situation, the revelation that I got in the situation. And it wasn't like it was so deep and such a large amount of information, but you know, sometimes the Lord just has to remind us of stuff, and I'll take it. So I was in my bedroom, and I happened to look up, and in the corner was a black spider. And so anybody who knows me know that, yeah, I don't do well with bugs and insects and stuff like that. Uh-uh. That's not my thing. I don't like to kill it, none of it, but I mean, I will because I have to. But he was in the corner, and like I said, he was a black spider, so that really kind of alarmed me. But I just kept looking at him, and it seems like he just knew I was looking at him too, trying to figure out how I could kill him. He just kept inching closer and closer to the corner. And I didn't want to get spray because I didn't want it to run all down the wall and stain it. So I had this brilliant idea to get this stick that I keep. And I put some paper towel around it. Not tight, just enough to hopefully land on him so I could squash him. And I tried that and 3 times I missed. I was so irritated. And I think I was mostly irritated because I actually prayed. I did. Lord, please help me kill this thing. I'm scared of spiders. Please help me kill him. Like, he cannot get away. Please help me kill this thing. And so I was expecting to be able to kill him, like, on the first try. Let alone 2 additional tries, and I still missed. And then on the 3rd try, I missed and he fell and I couldn't see where he fell, nothing. So now I'm really irritated. So I'm frantically looking for him and I don't see him and just all bad. So about 2 minutes go by and I'm still pouting and I say, Lord, I really did ask you to help me. How do I ask you to help me and I still miss? So, about 3 minutes after that, I happened to look at the wall. And who was coming up? What was crawling up? Mr. Spider. Right in the middle of the wall where I could just smack him and be done. So, that's what I did. And he was dead. And right when I hit him, I believe that the Lord said to me, you see, you may pray to me about something and I will answer you. but I will answer you in my way, in my timing. This is why some of the situations that you have tried have not worked, because you do not wait for me. I was like, what? It was just a spider, Lord. Like, it didn't even have to go that deep. You gonna check me over a spider? Are you for real? But it was, you know, it's okay. I love the Lord. He heard my cry. So I just was like, well, you know, now that I think about it, it's true. Even though I pray, Lord, help me with this or whatever it is I'm about to endeavor to do, I never wait for him. I don't wait sometimes to get confirmation whether or not he wants me to do that. Sometimes I don't even wait. I just pray about it, and I assume that because I prayed about it, this is going to work. Like, it could or could not be the Lord's will. Like, I've heard this before. Just because it's a good idea doesn't mean it's a God idea. There are lots of good ideas, but the Lord is not in them. And so when I thought about it, I was like, you know, Lord, you're absolutely right. Yep, you're right. And so I just thank God for that, because he didn't have to remind me of that. And I'm grateful that he thought enough of me, even in that moment, that little moment with that spider, that little moment with that big spider. The Lord wanted to speak, and he did, and he spoke in that situation. And it never ceases to amaze me how he can use anything, 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 anything. And the other thing that he said, or I believe that he said or dropped in my spirit, was when I was trying to kill the spider the first time, because he was so far up in the corner, like, it still could have been, it was still going to be kind of hard if he didn't fall. If I had just smashed him up there, then I would have had to crawl on top of something, and it was going to be awful to have to crawl on top of stuff and try to reach up there where he was. So it was a good thing that he fell. And then when he came back up the wall, he was just like right there where I could just pop him and be done with it. So I believe one of the things the Lord was revealing to me is that his way is not, it's not full of toil and stress. Not to say that you don't have to work at it. Yeah, of course. But the Lord's way, like his word says that his yoke is easy and his burden is light. So things that he requires of us, although it may be work or something that we have to put our work into it, our effort into it, I think overall that it's just easier to do it his way. It doesn't come with all the stress and the headache until we decide to do it our way, because we're stressing, because we're trying to figure out how to do it. When the Lord has already figured it out and could very easily lead us into that way, and we don't have to be sitting around just stressed all out trying to figure it out. And so when he said that to me, it's like, it's true. Because things take too long in my eyes, then I decide to do it my way. And then I mess it up every single time. Every single time. Oh, I'm not the only one. Don't laugh. You've messed it up too. Don't blame. But yeah, no, it's so wonderful that the Lord will remind us and help us. And it's really, it's a blessing that he loves us that way. And I feel honored and privileged to be able to share it with you. And I'm thankful for your time, and I appreciate you. And I just want to close with, Lord, I pray that you help us to do it your way, that you will help us not to lean onto our own understanding, but to acknowledge you in all of our ways, so that you can direct our path like your word says that you will. Lord, I pray that you give us wisdom, Lord, and understanding. Help us to be strong and to wait for you. In Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you and I praise you. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your provision. And thank you for loving us. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Don't forget to talk about it.